fine when she brings me that wine.
Working people's standard of living, job security, and their right to organize. Visit their website at www.sojwj.org. KSKQ, thanks Southern Oregon Jobs with Justice for supporting community radio. This program is really being with you, and this is Moshe Ross, a teacher of meditation and spiritual living, hopefully, in Ashland. My book, Really Being With You, is available at Bloomsbury or Soundpiece or the library. And I'm happy to work with any students. Now, here is an essay that I had in the Daily Tidings in their Inner Peace column recently. What is God? Thank you for bearing me in the way of whole being, understanding more than that, feeling not only, dancing, playing, singing more, meet other people joining the patterns and opening the shells up, really being with you. Yes. That. This afternoon, sitting in the yard, I was suddenly immersed in silence and utter resting peace. Then the trees chimed in, birds chirped, cars whooshed down streets, and thousands of miles away, the sky was blue. The silence and vastness was playing still. I am so grateful to know the inner abode that can never be taken away. This is all one sacred process, while the quiet end of the continuum, where we're safe at home, is often called God. In speaking of the holy, we sometimes say consciousness, truth, Allah, the self, Brahma, perfect love, the spiritual universe, the one. The different names are fingers pointing to phases of the moon, perhaps the intangible dark of the moon, or perhaps those successive silver slivers as they're nightly layered on its face. God is. God becomes. We feel a haunting loss, yet we're all the time home. We are formlessness that builds up like waves on the flat surface of a lake. We create relationships of love, of greater and greater love, all within a basic oneness. What could be more miraculous than that? The center of a rose doesn't control its petals. In a similar way, as we unfold around our source, this center isn't controlling, it sets us free. The original Hebrew of Genesis can be translated more accurately. God doesn't command, "Let's have light." Rather, it looks and exclaims, "Ooh, there's light." To me, the divine is no emperor or chief administrator. It doesn't push us around. God is a perfect gentleman. It never interrupts us. At the same time, God is always available. It's completely calm and secure, with nothing to fight within the reality of being. It cooperates and makes connections with effortless omniscience, as unnoticeable, immense, and comforting as the earth. When we suffer, the self within is suffering while being yet serene. We might cry out to the boundless self, why? And why so long? Yet, by this avenue or that alley, we are progressing in mystery and profound beauty. We're enfolded in the unfolding universe. Whether we're asleep or awake, evolve means spiral out. We don't head in a straight line. Everything, including the refuse, is mixed into the clay in sculpting adobe homes. We seek and seek and seek, and eventually cross the threshold of an ever-open door and at least visit the higher level of awareness, conscious again of our unity in a place of encompassing peace where all tears are wiped from our eyes. This isn't a conclusion. This earthly life's the growing edge of God. God is, we are. Because we are one, we ourselves are the very allness of life. We're not just a spark. We're the sun. We're not a mere drop. We're the sea. We're each unique, and at the same time, each a microcosmic mirror of the world. The changing of our own soul is at the same time secretly changing along with the rest of humanity. Like a little turning gear with teeth that mesh with a huge wheel. We're blessed and blessed and blessed. We ache from a distant tragedy in the news. Then, when we find our joy, we bless the entire creation, no matter what the picture. And likewise, we discover that the infinite presence is here with us, appearing as us, caring for each of us as much as for the whole world. The kingdom is within us, always, the warm spot under the comforter, healing, helping. The more we're open to it, the more it carries us on currents of love and holy purpose. So that is an essay about our inner self. And when you're here with me, you're plugging in on a party line with me to experience this constant and eternal inner presence, which is the better part of me in quantity. And if in quality, then the worst part of me is as needed for the building of the temple as the most perfectly polished and shining capstones are. For in this world, we forget our true identity only to be able to assuredly and believably build relationships, sacred relationships within an abiding oneness, greater and greater relationships. When things complicate and multiply, it takes just a tiny bit of going off to the side one way or another to create an apparent chaos. This is what is studied in chaos mathematics. And this is not something to mourn, but something to celebrate. a simple bit of an alteration results in unending new vistas of unique situations in every life, every moment of our life is so rich, and it's more than rare. It is utterly different and unique when we practice and repeat a skill. Each take is unique. If we're on the mark, there's an exhilaration and a knowing of how we may be able to do something without a thought. If we're off the mark, we see how wind factors will alter the path of the arrow so that we learn to operate in every condition. And we appreciate all the factors, or more and more of the factors, that compose the simplest action. When we move our hand, the muscle that performs the opposite function of the wrist and each finger joint is coordinating with the muscles that bend the wrist forward or close the fingers. It's a perfectly graduated process. So the things that seem to oppose are totally necessary and integral for any operation. In the Tao, no matter how much yin there is always a little yang. No matter how much of the yang, there is always a little yin. Complementary opposites are the technique of our formless infinite self. I can rest in its patterns, an activity of activity and rest. I can lay me down. I can enter this communion with my very self. With great peace. Great peace have they who know God. Great peace means unconditional peace, not a human peace that is contingent upon events, but a peace that passeth understanding. Our understanding is limited and rational. Our wisdom is paradoxical. It embraces everything as God does. The ways of God are foolishness to man, the reality that we discover is not the black and white thinking we had relied upon. There is a Sufi story. Mullah Nasruddin was on his knees crawling around in the street, and a friend of his came along and said, "Nasruddin, what are you doing here?" Nasruddin said, "Oh, come help me, I lost my keys." Funny story, because I lost my keys yesterday. That's always very instructive. So his friend asked him, "Well, can you remember, did you, you know, lose him on this side of the street where you're looking? Are you sure it wasn't the other side?" Nasruddin said, "What? I didn't lose the keys in the street at all. I lost them in the garden there, but it's dark and full of clumps of plants and very hard to search through, so I'm looking in the street." Well, you see, it is like that. Our usual understanding in the common avenue is not going to rediscover the keys to the kingdom. It's a different place in awareness. It's a paradoxical place where defenselessness is complete strength, where stopping and meditating in stillness is an omnipotent activity, where eternity exists within a second. Blake wrote, "Infinity in a grain of sand and eternity in an hour." When we stop and learn to meditate for perhaps half an hour, our life changes. The events around us change. Not just through our changes in behavior, but also without human hands, miracles are the natural and normal way for the universe to function. We can get back into line . We can rejoin the dance. We can lead a joyous life, a fearless life. it takes the greatest bravery to rely on the invisible, like a fledgling bird that dives out of the nest and is born up, born again. In being born, we die. So it was said, I die daily. We die to our ego's sense of itself. Yet our self is never expunged. We stand in a solarium before shimmering glass doors. And when we open these doors, we see the whole outer world. We are one with our greater self. Our ego is not expunged, but we open out to experience our real self. Our defenses are dropped off. Our coat in summer, we shed it and we never miss it. In meditating, you can return to this experience. You can return to it in a minute. You can return to it in 10 seconds, in half an hour. It is well worth working on. It is the greatest gift we can receive. The veritable loving presence of God, of our holy and whole life. So I am teaching you to accept this gift from God, this divine treasure, and a little bit of this inlet transforms our whole day. It's like a background music that is playing. We can begin to live at the spiritual level of awareness, beyond the belief in things physical, this is what it means, really being with you. The name of this program is Really Being With You. This is Moshe Ross. I'm happy to have any students who are interested contact me for free instruction. My book, Really Being With You, is available in bookstores, libraries. This is KSKQ 94.9 FM Community Radio in Ashland, Oregon. Peace, love, joy. Thank you.
Dead Stop Carnival. Listen, friends, you know the rules. Dance when we tell you, cry when we say. You've been so bad, Cupid will help you pay for your sins. Dead Stop Carnival. There's no more pie and the eyes are full. So hang your head in the corner with the weeping clowns. Fun is dead, so spread it around. Fun is dead. We'll help you spread it around. We'll help you lighten your load. We'll help you pay for your sins.
This is Scott Garriott, and you are listening to KSKQ LP 94.9 FM, Ashland, Oregon, a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon.
Listen.